edges of the people that he is maybe interacting with, because there is this vibrational lineage that flows through everything. And so we would say to you emphatically, there is nothing that you live ever that is outside of the power of law of attraction. But as we've been demonstrating here today, law of attraction is responding to who you really are, and law of attraction is responding to the thoughts that you are thinking now. And so when you have the good fortune of coming into vibrational vicinity of someone who's really tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you are close enough to their to the vibration that they hold, that you are swept into the vortex that they are about, then wonderful things that much of the world stands back in amazement and watches can happen to you. And people who don't understand law of attraction will proclaim that there's injustice. They will say, you're getting breaks that we are not getting. In other words, there are a lot of people that want to take the pies of the world, the economic pie of the world, which is non-existent, and they want to divide it up evenly and give the same piece of pie to everyone. And we say, you can do it, but if you were able to somehow take all of the wealth of the world and divide it fairly and give everyone equal amount, it would not be 10 years before the economics of the world would look much as they do today, because they are not guided by action, they are guided by vibration. Everything is, you see. Did we sort of built a basis. Did we get to the heart of your question?
Yes. Yeah.
Everything is about law of attraction. Everything is about law of attraction. Everything that you see is about law of attraction. The question that we are wanting to ask and answer in this gathering is, since there are two aspects of me to which law of attraction is responding, which aspect of me is the dominant aspect? Am I more often offering thoughts and beating the drum of the worthiness of my being, the well-being of my being, the positive expectation of my being? Am I expecting to be treated well? Am I expecting to be respected? Am I expecting good things to? Am I expecting my vehicles to perform for me? Am I expecting good things to come to me? Am I expecting the economics to flow easily to me? Am I expecting relationships to be fun for me? Am I expecting the people that I interact with to serve me well? Am I expecting it to be an uplifting experience for all of us? In other words, we just got to say to you that whatever is manifesting in your experience is a perfect reflection of what you're expecting every single time. So coming back to your question, and isn't the beginning of your statement here, there is this vehicle, what were your words, that is irrationally almost, it is defying the logic of of exactly. Mechanics of the world. It is outperforming in a way that is illogical by Earth standards. And we say, it just means somebody in there has been offering a lot of vibration and someone is synced up with the well-being and it is reflecting out through everything. And you can do that. You can do that personally. You don't have to have an empire that you can do it relative to your body. You can do it relative to your relationships. You can do it relative to one relationship. You can do it relative to your politics. You could do it relative to the world. You could stand as a singular being in the privacy of your own bedroom and hold a thought about what you want, about the world's improvement, and you could tune yourself so precisely to that thought that you could cause a world shift in understanding, because you are one person teaming up with source energy and holding a thought purely. That's how powerful you are, you see. Yes, you can make cars run well.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
One more short question. I absolutely love the Sarah series. I go to it very frequently. Is there anything in the works as far as another book or a movie? Or
Esther sat the other day and received about a third of the fourth book.
Woo! Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Hi, Abraham. There are about three questions rolling around in my mind, but I'll pick one.
Usually when there are three questions rolling around, they're all about pretty much the same thing.
Oh, yeah, all about the same thing. But let me pick one that's been on my mind. I invest in the stock market, and as most people know, it's a roller coaster. Many people like to ride roller coasters because they enjoy the...